Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've called today's reading Greatness. Cuthbert is a much-loved figure in northern England. Responsible for evangelising much of the area in the 7th century, Cuthbert counselled monarchs and influenced state affairs, and after his death, the city of Durham was built in his honour. But Cuthbert's legacy is great in more ways than these. After a plague ravaged the region, Cuthbert once toured affected towns, offering solace. Readying to leave one village, he checked if there was anyone left to pray for. There was, a woman, clutching a child. She had already lost one son, and the child she held was now nearing death too. Cuthbert took the fevered boy in his arms, prayed for him, and kissed his forehead. "Do not fear," he told her, "for no one else of your household will die." The boy reportedly lived. Jesus once took a small boy into his arms to give a lesson on greatness, saying in Mark chapter 9, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me." To welcome someone in Jewish culture meant to serve them, the way a host welcomes a guest. Since children were to serve adults and not be served, the idea must have been shocking. Jesus' point? True greatness resides in serving the smallest and lowliest. A counselor to monarchs, an influencer of history, a city built in his honor. But perhaps heaven records Cuthbert's legacy more like this. A mother noticed, a forehead kissed, a humble life reflecting his master. Today's scripture reading is from Mark chapter 9, verses 33 to 37. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child, whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you forever change the way we view greatness. In your eyes, it isn't about power or privilege, or making our mark on history, but about humble service to others. Lord, in the power of your Holy Spirit, make us great people today. Make us people who humbly serve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.